We don't care for the finer things in life. Just a case of beer and some time alone with our wine. Friend, make no mistake, step up to the plate. If you've got a scratch, you need it. 'Cause we're two drunk, strong motherfucking sons of Abe. Yeah, we're two drunk, strong motherfucking sons of Abe. Like to get a little wild, we like to put a smile on the mirror. If you're feeling like a frog, step on up, dog. You know, we'll give you that stitch. 'Cause we're two drunk, strong motherfucking sons of Abe.
Why is that so loud? I don't know, man. You're running the goddamn controls.
It's always my favorite podcast every week. What are you talking
about? That's a good plug.
Yeah. Yep, good.
We'll just like soundbite that, put it on. It's always my favorite podcast every week. You know,
that'll be like the beginning of everyone. It's always my favorite podcast every week, you know.
Usually you sit in the middle so you can see it better instead of next to me. You know what I mean?
What are you looking for? Sunglasses?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're not over there. Fuck it. Fuck it. Let's do it live, Tommy.
Fuck it. Let's do it live. You want me to grab them?
No, no, you're fine. That was the blue blockers that were
those are broken.
Connected to the wall. That were part of the shed that came with this part of the shed when it was the bar.
Oh.
Before we go any further, we are live in studio in Karen's Corner on the Let's Get Stupid podcast with a very special guest.
Jam-packed show.
Jam-packed. A special guest. Cowboy fucking Cam. Finally, Cam has came back to the show.
It's been a while since you've been breathing on here.
I feel like I was just not too long ago sitting right here after a training session also.
Nope. No.
I tried to get you
on the Huck Finn Barbell show and you left, remember?
Yeah, but it was only a couple months ago I was on this.
Yeah, but he said those guys were annoying.
Who? Red?
Big Red and Big Dummy.
Said nothing of the sort.
Oh, yeah. Big Red and Big Dummy?
No, Dixie was here. We had to go home.
Why would you have to go home? Because Dixie was here.
We had kissing to do.
Oh, well, you should have.
If Cam gets too tired, he doesn't kiss.
Oh, yeah. Kissing's over if he's too tired. Yep. I had a long day at work, babe. I was holding a sign. I cannot have intercourse. I mean, kiss. Mm-hmm.
I was holding signs all day.
Yeah,
that's actually like the worst job you could do.
That's what Pappy said too. It does not. It's got to drag like a motherfucker.
You just sit there.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen often, but
it drags on. The worst. Yeah. I never laughed so hard in my goddamn life when I saw that.
Happy I could.
It was so fucking funny. I laughed all the way to Kyla's preschool and all the way back to where you're holding the sign again. And then you didn't even recognize me to the very end. And I'm just laying on the horn and I'm going super slow. You're like, come on, motherfucker. You know it's me.
Oh, God.
Cam, you motherfucker. Fuck you.
Yep.
Well, those days are coming to an end.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, tomorrow's the last day. Well,
should get some turds underneath you.
You could always have to do it. But
yeah, but it'll be less common. Chances. Hopefully. Yeah.
Hey, what are we brought? We got to come on. We're brought to you by who?
GeneralLeatherCraft.com. Matt Hayden at Pioneer_Fin on Instagram. Go there for all your leather.
Stop breathing
needs.
So hard. Jesus Christ.
The opportunity to test drive his sleeves.
You drove a pair of sleeves.
They are the fucking stiffest things in the entire world.
Yeah, come on. Stiffer
insane.
Than Huck Finn Barbell at midnight?
They're pretty stiff.
You're sleeping at midnight. You're softer than a fucking wet noodle.
Pole staff.
I think if I stacked 15 pounds of plates on your dick, it would fold over.
Yeah, we did 16, 17 pounds on stacked on top of it. It didn't fall over.
That's pretty fucking stiff.
And it's like heavy. It was a motherfucker to get on. But I haven't squatted that much since the meat. Squatted 605, like no problem. It felt like I had like a little bit of a wrap on.
What is it? Large? Size large? Would you wear large?
Yeah, but I've worn large sleeves my
saying.
Whole life. And I could.
So you wear large, like say.
I think I need an extra large.
Bell's sleeves are large. I don't know whose sleeve you wear.
That's about it.
Mark Bell's.
Yeah.
I think I meant Dan Bell's sleeves.
No. Dan Bell's are like 5X.
Yeah, the strong
so
sleeves,
like large,
the gangster
right?
sleeves, the pioneered sleeves, the ones I've been, because I tested two others out.
Yeah.
They're all larges, but these are like.
They're like double ply or something, triple ply shit.
I don't know what the ply is, but dude, they're it's insane. It's like a
better quality.
I got them on the same way, like folding them over and pull them up.
I had to put tights on.
Teamwork.
I couldn't. I was sweating too much getting them on. It was like sticky.
Huh.
It was, dude, it was rough. So I told him to send me an extra large pair out.
Well, if you're sweating, you shouldn't have, you put them on before, wouldn't you?
I can't help myself from sweating.
Well, I know, but I'm saying before you start.
Well, as soon as I got to the gym, I was sweating.
Yeah.
I wanted to go put
them on. Yeah, because when you're sweating, it makes a lot harder to get on.
I am yanking on them. I pull them on with channel locks. It just nothing was getting them up. It was a motherfucker. But we finally got them up.
Now, when you got them on, were they cut your circulation off or they're just nice?
Yeah.
They were that tight.
Yeah, they were that tight. That's why I think I need an extra large. Size like, up. Could I do it in a meet? Oh, yeah. I'll fucking get those fuckers higher if I have to.
Yeah.
But
to train. Probably extra large.
But it said, he sent me the sizing guide afterwards, and it said, like, if you have bigger calves or quads, go up one. I'm like, because I'm right at the cusp, and it was like 14 to 15 inches around the knees of large, and I'm at a 15-inch knee.
Yeah.
But I have a little bit bigger legs and calves, so I should have went an extra large, but I didn't know that. But they feel really, really good. So there's going to be no pre-orders. There's not going to be, you can't do.
Yeah, I don't like pre-order stuff either.
You can't. I like pre-orders if I don't know what I'm.
Well, yes.
It depends. But on his stuff, on these particular, I talked to him. There's not going to be a pre-order. I can't reserve you a pair. I can't. Like, people are like DMing me. What do you think? I go, I can't help you.
No.
He's gonna get some more rushed out to some more athletes. And then I think.
For what? For them to say, hey, yeah, this is great.
To try them, to push them, and then it'll open them up.
Smart.
Yeah. Sorry, Cam.
I'm an athlete.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you fit in those larges.
No.
No?
No. Extra
your
legs
aren't that much bigger. You're not bigger than Tom's.
The extra larges, you could probably get them in.
Maybe the XLs.
Yeah, we'll try them. You'll try them on. Don't worry, yeah. Cameron.
I mean, what are you wearing in Mark Bell's? Or the other? What sleeves have you worn? I don't know what sleeves you wore.
Size. I was wearing a size.
Just a large, right?
Yeah, extra large.
Extra large, huh?
Or large. Well, the Pioneer ones I gave you.
Yeah, but those are pretty well worn in.
Yeah, because my huge quads stretched them out.
You wore them for a while, and then they got.
Yeah, that's true. Stretch them out.
And I also couldn't. I didn't wear those much. Like, I had my old strong ones that I wore.
Yeah, right.
Until the working sets.
Well, speaking of working sets, we are also brought to you by SubZeroPlunge.com. Code STUPID gets you $250 off
an
already
Sub-Zero.
Discounted.
I see you have one, but Huffin doesn't.
From my brother. You have to call Tim, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I thought we were sponsored by this company. We're saying on the air today, and now I don't have one?
He's going to get you one. Don't worry.
My God.
You got to talk to him. He's going to take care of Tom Callis before he takes care of Tom Finn?
No.
Of course he is.
Oh, I thought he was going to. I thought it was a trick. Is this a trick question? My goodness.
So I just,
how is it?
I literally just set it up today. Because I had to deflate it and put these different fucking things on, thread these things on easier, reflated it back up, and then I put water in it today. And then I turned it on, and I came here.
In your basement?
Yeah.
We're right in your basement by the bar.
Podcast room.
Oh, right in the podcast room.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is pretty slick.
Start doing podcasts in the cold.
All right, Jacob Ross. What you said.
What you got? Podcast, I mean, like 2 minutes. All right, I'm out.
Just a little quick one.
I can do like a 5-minute podcast, and like if it's like 45 degrees, maybe.
Yeah, I think you start like at 45.
That's what I'm starting. I just set it at 45, and I left to come here.
I think they tell you to start.
Then people could listen to it while they got in their cold plunge, and it would time them.
Well, listen, there's not that many people have cold plunges yet.
Yet.
It would maybe
incentivize. That's why I said yet.
Very smart.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so if you are in the market for a cold plunge, it's already discounted. It'll be further discounted if you use code STUPID at checkout. $250 off helps us, helps my brother as well. So he is 100% sole owner of the company. So help him out because he needs to...
He needs to pay for that new apartment.
Pay for his new apartment and pay for all these women.
You know, oh, yeah.
Expensive.
That's very true.
Yeah, let's get into it. Yeah, he did get a new apartment. It looked badass.
Yeah,
dude.
I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw it on the TV.
Yep, me too.
Well, before we get into anything else, I noticed I just got home from girls softball again, right?
That's my life.
Yeah. So I get in here. You guys are waiting for me. You're in the podcast setup studio here, the Karen's Corner.
Getting prepped.
And getting prepped. I grabbed myself a Diet Dr. Pepper to make me a drink. And I noticed this fucking jag bag next to me has another fucking new tattoo.
Yep.
Now explain yourself. What is it?
It's a middle finger and a skeleton hand.
Now, why would you get this? And where did you get it?
On the back of my shoulder.
I know. Well, I guess that is good. Paint everybody a picture. On the... On the back of your shoulder, like your shoulder blade area there, you have a...
He's got it just so you can put a cutoff around it.
Yeah, it's smart. Perfect for a cutoff area.
Yeah, that's good thinking.
Now, why did you get that?
Like, what was this? Yeah. What was the reasoning behind this?
Did
like,
you, did you have a lot of pre-thought?
Yeah. Yeah. What'd you go in there, throw another
just
dart?
Just pre-cum?
Yeah. I had a couple ideas and just went with that one when I got
there. Like, what was your ideas? I don't understand.
Yeah, what was the other option?
Yeah.
Cactus or skull with wings on it.
A skull with wings on it?
Yeah. Cactus.
Silver wings?
Why would you get a cactus?
You don't even live in Arizona.
I was going to get a cactus in the shape of a middle finger, too. Like the.
It could look like a dick and balls, though.
No, I saw some online that were kind of okay. Like the, you know, like the arms on
he
a cactus.
He does follow a lot of artists, my wife said.
The tattoo, the, yeah.
Yeah, she goes on like these people that, I don't know what the kind of art that is, right?
American Cowboy Cam.
Yeah, Cowboy Cam art, right? And there'll be people that do this designs and shit and like the famous ones, I guess. And Karen will go on there and look, and then it'll say, oh, followed by Cowboy Cam. Everyone followed by Cowboy Cam. Cowboy Cam follows everyone.
And you didn't even go to the convention. Blew my mind.
How could you not go to a convention?
So close to your house.
You're too. A tattoo like expert now.
Minutes from your
I didn't
house.
Even know there was a convention.
He was going getting a. He was getting a. You were getting a tattoo.
Yeah.
Getting a tattoo. The damn convention would have gave you one.
Yeah, I wish Billy could have gave me one that day.
Some of the best artists in the world are there.
I like the ones literally that are in my shop.
Oh, you got your own shop now, huh?
Well, just
you're the that shop special.
I
like.
It's not my shop. That's the shop I go to.
So you only go to one shop now?
So far. Well, no. I mean, I'm not.
25 tattoos ones. Now. And he went from 1 to 25 in a matter of what?
Six 4 months?
Yeah, yeah, 6.
4 or 6 months.
It's just the one that I like going to.
Is there? You have something like.
Is you got a point system there?
Yeah, what's going on here?
Next one's free?
No, I just like
it. Like, is your wife, or is she making you do this? Because she wants somebody with tattoos? I don't get it.
Oh, no.
No, I just like them.
You just that's like them. But you never liked them before. I don't understand
what's
how.
What's the next tattoo?
I don't know.
A cactus. You're
gonna wait till you wake up Saturday morning.
Every Saturday morning, I like. And another thing is, he goes Saturday morning because you know I don't go to work Saturday morning, so that's when I go get them.
No, that shop Saturday is all right? Walk-ins.
So every Saturday, he's like, "Hey, every Saturday we're getting tattoos. Every Sunday we're going out for brunch and getting drunk on mimosas."
Yeah,
that's the Cowboy Cam weekend. Every weekend,
nice. In bed by 7 on Sunday, pass out cold.
Yeah, and then Monday morning back to work. That's a pretty good weekend.
That's nice.
Tattoos in the mimosas.
I need to get some tattoos. I was supposed to go see Billy today.
His appointment
must have pulled through. He was thinking the guy was going to cancel. I said, I'll fill that spot. But
yeah, your wife's gone.
I know. My wife's gone. My kids are gone. And my dogs are gone.
Oh, my God. What are you going to do? For how long?
I don't. Well, I've been so busy. I've barely been home.
I mean, for how long are they going to be gone?
I'm leaving next Thursday.
You're home by yourself for like a whole week. Oh, 8 days.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to build some bookshelves for Haley because she wants those bookshelves done. I'm going to build some storage shelves for the basement.
When are you going to do this?
Last weekend.
On the weekend?
Yeah. Next week I'm on nights, so I'm going to go
maybe
to the dentist.
So Monday, how about Monday you train with me?
Well, what time?
Noon.
Yeah.
Monday train shoulders at noon.
We could podcast afterwards. I just got to be
Monday or Tuesday.
I leave here at like 2.
Jesus.
I got to be at work at 3. You could do Tuesday.
Maybe Tuesday. Tuesday.
Oh, wait. No, you're coming to me.
Yeah, okay.
Come train at my house.
That's fine. Tuesday.
Tuesday, I'm wide open.
All right. Oh, wide open. Wide what time open. You got to be at work?
2, 3, whatever.
Okay. Yeah, Tuesday we'll probably do it then.
Yeah, come over in the morning. We'll train. Go get a couple of brewskis.
Oh,
maybe,
yeah.
Bench in my living
maybe
room.
Maybe
move the bench to the living room. It's my house. I can do whatever I want
that's
now.
That's true. We could.
Yeah.
Shit, yeah.
Could do whatever we want. A couple bachelors.
Maybe we just sit in the pool.
Maybe we won't work out at all. Maybe we just go to the bar down the road.
Yeah.
Forget to podcast, get drunk, call in sick.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't do anything. We didn't lift, we didn't podcast, we just drank.
We had a great plan, but it went to shit at the end.
Let's just get one beer.
Yeah, we just get one.
What's going to hurt?
Let's just see how it feels when I touch my lips. Yeah. Oh, my God, it's so good.
I mean, Tom, I have a drink by ourselves together, just us two, in a coon's age.
It has been a while. Maybe that's what we should do.
Yeah, maybe we should.
Yeah, let's do it tonight.
I am. I'm drinking right now.
Oh, I got nothing.
Well, you
I got a monster. Well, I got to drive home, and you know, what if I start getting crazy?
Well, if that happens, that'd be bad. Get him a drink. What if I get nuts? What if I become intoxicated?
Cam will have to drive me home.
No way.
Come on, buddy.
That's the wrong direction.
You ever go to that Wiener
Just
Circle?
Fucking sleep there and go to work, dude.
What's that one place over by you? They got a good hot dog place over there.
On the corner, Hamburg Heaven?
No, not Wiener Circle. Gene and Jude's or something.
I was just talking about that. I've never been there.
Gene and Jude's?
It's not far. It's like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I've heard it's good.
Really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
I heard they put the fries on the hot dog.
Put the fries on the hot dog, get a double, get the fucking double, put the fries on it, no ketchup.
Of course no ketchup.
No, like they don't do ketchup. They don't do it, obviously, right, because it's Chicago style. Yeah. But McDonald's is right next door, and they got so annoyed that everybody, can I get some 50 cents?
Everybody. The McDonald's?
50 cents. You're not supposed to be, if you're going to, they come in there, just put the free ketchup on the hot dogs.
Oh,
because you want it for like your fries anyway, even if you don't put it on your dog.
No, I don't.
Mustard's better on fries.
No, anyway. Mustard's on nuts.
Don't believe it's, ketchup. I think it's a good place to go and just say you went, but I wouldn't go out of my way.
I've never been.
Well, I mean, he lives by there, so it's not out of his way.
Yeah, maybe go get a tattoo.
What's better than that? Mr. Callis?
It's just a hot dog. It's over like hype. Like, it's a good hot dog. But yeah, I go to Portillo's 20 minutes away. Good hot dog, too.
Portillo's does have good hot dogs.
Five Guys has the best
hot dog.
Trust me.
They don't have hot dogs.
Yes, they do.
I think they got hamburgers.
They got a bacon cheese dog.
Oh, come on. What is that?
Trust me. That's not even a hot dog.
You
got
to go to Chicago style.
Yes. You can't. They've got a bacon cheese dog.
It's so good. Yeah. They cut it down long ways, so it's like
I've got a Polish sausage lodge in my artery.
And they put like a real crisp lettuce on there so you get some crunch.
Yeah, that sounds good. I don't disagree with
you. That sounds like a hamburger.
You have to go Chicago dog versus Chicago dog. You can't throw in a fucking bacon.
Portillo's is great.
They upgraded it.
No, a lot of times I go to Portillo's to get me a Chicago dog and a beef. Eat the Chicago dog on the way home. Eat the beef when you get home. That's simple as that.
A little hot dog kicker on the side.
Yeah, the hot dog's a little, a little treat.
Pickle tamale action, some hot peppers.
No tamale?
No, I don't like tamales.
Come on.
Mrs. This? Barbell gets tamales. No, I remember when you're younger.
You know what a tamale is.
We go through the drive-thru like Taco Bell, drunker in hell, and get like whatever. And then she'd always ask for one tamale, too, or whatever it was, or an enchilada or something stupid. It came in this little package, right? And we'd eat everything, and then she'd pass out and never eat the enchilada.
Oh, God. Amber does the same thing. We go to Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what am I even ordering? A grande this?
Yes.
An enchilada that? And I'm like, we get home. She has like one bite of everything, and it just falls asleep. Yes. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
I remember when I was younger, we go through the draft, and she'd always ask for this one thing on the side, but never eat it. Never once ate it in like 5 years.
Yeah.
I remember like, we're not ordering this again. It never gets ate. Yeah. That's so like funny. I don't know what it's like. I don't even know how that came up. But yes.
Tamale.
It's like, you asking for a goddamn tamale on the side.
I always eat my tamale.
Oh, of course you do. Of course. Yeah, you're a professional eater.
Yeah. Well, if you work in Maywood, you go to Gene Dude's anytime you want. Good little spot. There's a bunch of good food by you, dude. And you're fucking.
Well, anywhere in Chicago. I mean, they got
you're going to
food.
Five Guys? There's like so much good food.
I
haven't been to Five Guys since high school.
You had Five Guys in high school? That's gross. God. What kind of fucking guy are you?
What did you eat in high school?
Huh? Women, pal. Yeah, not Five Guys. Jesus Christ. Actually, in high school, I did eat. Pepe would make me steak and potatoes before every game. We'd half the team would drive to Pappy's house and he'd be out cooking on the grill like noon on Friday because we had games on Friday night, right? Mm-hmm. So he'd always cook for all of us. Have it all cut up for me, too, in bowl, like a giant bowl, just like a feed.
I had four steaks before I came here.
What?
I didn't know they came in sets of four. Because I had like in the freezer. Right? It's like fillets. And they're kind of like stacked. And I was like, oh, it's probably two.
From
that's
the cow?
Fine. Yeah, from the cow.
He opened up. Opened
up. I was like, four. I'm like,
four fillets?
Whatever. They're really good.
Hell yeah.
Fucking awesome.
I bet. 8 ounce fillets?
No. Probably four.
No, 4 ounce.
Probably 4 ounce. Makes sense. About a pound.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Yeah, it makes sense. It was so good.
What do you need?
Do we have a cup somewhere?
What do you need? A spit?
A drink.
Yes. There's cups down there.
Oh, perfect.
You got cups, got ice, got fucking booze. What do you need, man? Yeah. I asked you before the game started.
Well, I had water.
Now the game's going.
Yeah.
We're in the game right now. This is first quarter, bud. Okay. Let's go.
Just turn it around. There's a fucking fridge right there.
There's a whole fridge full of booze.
You can reach.
Oh, God. Look at that tattoo. It looks like a tattoo. Jesus, do you even fucking put anything on that?
Yeah.
What do you put in?
Butter? Cocoa
butter? You just turn me off. You put any goddamn cocoa butter on there? What do you put on it? What is it called? You put Aquaphor? Don't look like it. Looks like a fucking tattoo you got out of the goddamn Cracker Jack.
Just fucking over there trying to like, looks like he's squatting. Yeah, trying to hit a fucking mosquito.
Yep, Dixie needs your help. Dixie, get in here.
Yeah. I'm bleeding all over the place like a goddamn stuck hog again.
What are you looking at?
There's no ice.
It's in a
there.
Bag. Hell no, it's not hooked to the water. I throw a bag of ice in there every week.
Rich.
Yeah, what do I look like? We don't have ice maker to work. It's a goddamn shop fridge, for Christ's sakes. I'm sorry, Cam. I'll get it fixed.
Karen was nice enough to bag it up for him and bring it out here.
Yeah. My God, Cam. You've really changed. You've turned into the worst kind of nerd of all, Cam. A self-hating one.
What'd he say?
He's saying fuck you right now with the skeleton hand.
I know he is. That's probably why he got it. He just turns his back to give me the finger. There we go. Give me another one of those pops before you sit down. Make me another one here in a minute.
No, I'll wait till you're sitting there.
Yeah, wait about 5 minutes. You know what? You give me one of those pops.
Yeah, those pops look so good after you've talked about them for so long.
Yeah.
That's been 2 minutes. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, buddy. Want a ranch cop water in there?
Hey, I got a, my test results.
Stop touching my butt, you idiot. On what?
My swimmers. My second test.
All good.
All gone. All the tails are cut.
That sucks.
Had to go there today.
Did it yourself, huh?
They had to drive myself.
Damn. Did you come in with a cup or what'd you do this time? Or you go out to your car?
I stayed on the way there.
Into what?
Into the cup.
How did you have the cup already?
Oh, they gave you that when you leave the vasectomy place.
With so like last orders. Time.
No. When I left the vasectomy store.
The first time.
Store, basically.
You went to a store to do this?
Vasectomy store to get it done. What? You walk out with a bag with two cups and like two orders for the lab. So you're like, I already have them at your house.
Oh, so like after you got it done, you already had two cups for the lab.
Yeah, you
got
to get it done twice.
So you brought it in. I mean, how long does it have to be?
2 months and 4 months.
No. How long does it have to be for it to be like fresh to get it to?
Oh, less than an hour.
Is it some hot chick?
Who'd you hand it to? A couple girls. I don't know.
What?
I mean, they were like just a couple nurses.
How much semen did you produce?
Oh, the cup was filled to the brim.
Oh, God.
It was like a fucking
Alpha.
Yeti cup. Yes. Yeah, here's the excess in case you need it anymore. Yeah. It's all over the sides.
Sir, this is 2 weeks worth.
Sorry, my wife's been gone for a couple days. Leave me alone.
I was backed up.
But it was funny because she walked in and like the other girl must have been training.
Oh, Jesus.
And she's like, oh, what's he here for? And she's like, oh, just a vasectomy analysis. She goes, oh, damn it. I'm like, why? What did you want me here for? Oh. She's like, oh, I just wanted to draw some blood. I go, we'll take it.
Oh, I thought she wanted to jerk you off or something. I just want to jerk you off, sir. Well, hey, listen, I'm ready to go again.
No, she wanted to like, she was practicing drawing blood. Yeah. And she goes, can I pull some from your wrist? I go, yeah, sure, whatever you want. Or your hand? So she's like, yeah, let me do your hand draw. I go, yeah, that's fine. Take it. She's like, no, I don't have to. I'm like, go. I don't care. Take it right now. So she fucking strapped me in real quick and then shoved the needle. Look, as you can see, in my
Why
wrist.
Why would you do that?
So she could practice. Oh, sorry,
Cam. Yeah, Cam's been off for like an hour.
I don't like it when they do it in my hands.
It didn't bother me none.
She was smooth, dude, too. Like I was pretty impressed. She needed the practice.
So when did you asked me, within an hour, how far away are you from this place?
About 20 minutes.
So when did you jerk off?
In the car, of course.
In the driveway.
You did, for real?
I left work. I was like, well, what am I supposed to do?
So you left the job site.
In the movies, they fucking have a room for you. They don't have that anymore. It's fucking annoying. I'm like, I'm going to drive all the way home to go do this. Go drive all the way back to the hospital, to come back home, to change, to go all the way. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
It's exciting while you're driving.
I got to go.
You didn't do while you're driving, though.
Of course I did.
Well, how'd you make the cup? I mean, I can see you can jerk off while you drive, but how are you going to make the cup? You went no hands
and pulled it over with my knee.
It into the cup.
Yeah, pulled from the ceiling, of course.
What? What were you watching?
I had Fat Aaron driving me.
What were you watching?
What?
What did you watch?
Whatever, porn.
The people need to know how this went down. Now, what were you watching? What was the genre? Everything. I want to know. How long did it take?
I don't know the genre.
Okay, well, how do you not?
Some lady and a guy.
You just look up Pornhub and you scroll to whatever.
Well, okay, this wasn't a convenient one. I got to go. I'm driving. And you have to have windows of when you can do this.
Well, you said within an hour.
No. I mean on the road. My windows are clear. I'm in a fucking DeVille. Like, you're going to see me if you drive by.
No. Why were you in the DeVille? Because you knew you got to jerk off in the car. Why don't you select a car that had dark windows?
I don't have
windows?
Another car with dark windows.
So you had like 17 Cadillacs.
My wife had the Escalade. It's all blacked out, which is great, but she's in Dallas.
Okay, what else you got?
I got the white.
You got the car.
White one.
The white one's got everything.
No, it's got no tint.
Does it?
And then Haley's Bronco. Well, I'm not doing it in her Bronco, and it's clear windows.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
That'd be really weird.
Hey, sorry, Haley, I had to beat off your Bronco. It's okay. I got it all in the cup.
So I'm just doing it. I'm like, so there's only like certain windows.
So you're in
a
fucking 2001 DeVille.
Flying down Randall.
Riding down Randall Road.
Get in the cup.
Randall Road is a very, like, a lot of cars on Randall Road. Oh, yeah. This isn't a back road.
I almost pulled the back road and I go, no, I can do this.
No, man.
I like the pressure.
Yeah, but you could have been arrested for public exposure.
Mm-mm, I was in my car.
You can't jerk off in a car when somebody sees you.
Well, that's the thing. You have to wait for the window of time to do it.
This is America?
Yeah.
You think just because you're an American, you can beat off wherever you want, Cam?
In your car.
If there's no one around.
Well, if there's no one around, yes. But you're going down Randall Road.
No, I found a window of opportunity. That's what I'm saying. Like, the porn didn't matter. Like,
what,
I could go.
What, in between going to the Five Guys drive-thru?
Yeah, so we ride around the brick, no cameras. Easy peasy.
So you're beating off to a porn in the car while holding a cup.
That's why Fat Aaron drove me.
No, they definitely did not drive you. You jerked off in a cup while watching Pornhub while riding around the road.
I had no choice.
How long did it take?
5-10 minutes. Jesus Christ. And then when it had the window, you had to
find this
go.
Very hard to believe, Tommy.
Well, I recorded it, so because I knew you'd say that.
How did you record it while you're watching Pornhub on the phone?
I got the iPad.
Jesus. Maybe you did then. Maybe it was possible.
If it took you 10 minutes. I don't know what he did with the other 9.
Yeah, right? Just, oh, my God. He did record. He's pulling it up right now.
Check it out.
You recorded.
Nobody did say that's my dick when he was trying to show you that picture.
Look, there he is.
Oh, my God. I thought that was Liver King. I did think it was Liver King because he wears that dumb black hat all the time, too.
Yeah.
And he got a beard and fucking it's Liver King.
Not nipples like these, though.
No, those nipples are definitely.
He's also very bald, his body.
Oh, yeah. He's very shaved. Yeah. Or bald. Yeah, he has no hair on his body.
And let's get back to this Pornhub situation.
Okay.
Scrolling down Randall Road. Now, you're bopping your baloney, right? Okay? And you bop it, and all of a sudden, you bam.
Just get into the cup.
Got into the cup.
Sample. Put the top on.
Top on. Where's that go?
In the cup holder.
Right in the cup holder.
What am I supposed to do with this stuff, dude?
I don't know. I'm asking questions. I have no idea. Listen, you're the one that explained it to everybody else.
This way, he knows what to do when this happens.
Yeah, put it in the cup holder.
Yeah, a lot of people listen
and
to
now
might be
like,
doing this.
Now I'm like 5 minutes out because my other worry was if I went home to do it, because I'm like, well, I could just go home.
It could be an
it.
Hour.
Well, what if they close at 3?
What, don't what you know the time?
No, I couldn't. Whenever time I called them, they wouldn't answer, and they didn't have hours posted.
What kind of place is
so
this,
I'm like,
Tom?
If I get there before 3, I know they'll be open. So I went there. It's like this big old black lady, and she's like, "Oh, you can just put your name." I go, "I have a vasectomy sample." She, "Oh, you right in front, honey. I know how it is." I go, "That's my cheat code. I'll take care of you." I go, "Okay, cool."
And then there's two other ladies in there, and one was
and then you go into the back room and then right. to the nurses.
Okay, so now there are nurses in there, and they're wearing like what high heels? And
oh
skirts?
Yeah, like barely anything.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like a strip club basically,
like the Halloween store.
I'm guessing high heels, skirt,
yep,
boost like boobs.
That's
boost,
how nurses look in hospitals. These
coming
days.
Out and shit.
I go, wow, that seems a little inappropriate, but all right.
Miss Mom Bod, yeah, that's how she dresses.
Are you serious?
No,
right? She wears the high heels. What is it, like a
red
white
lipstick,
white coat with a bustier or whatever, and the
I think that's from Pornhub.
The hat, right? No, I'm just kidding. But you go in there. There's two women in scrubs, probably, right?
Yeah, scrubs
back there, and you're like, "Yeah, I'm here for the semen sample."
Yeah, well, the first time was really awkward because they're like, "Do you have your semen?" I'm like, "Yeah," like it was very awkward. It was just like we just stare at each other.
Just you right looked name. Them in the eyes as you gave them your semen, Tom? Does your wife know about this?
She never will.
And then it fucking like spills out.
There's a cap. It spills out. You're like, I can fucking.
What
I
if you threw that
drips down the outside?
Yeah. Let me get that for you, ma'am.
Sorry.
So your hand in this.
Wipe that on your arm.
Yeah, don't care.
Now, is this warm?
Well, yeah, it's hot as hell.
Oh, jeez.
Well, because I don't have AC in the caddy, right? So windows
so you got
up.
Hot semen
dying.
You're handing to these ladies.
You got 460 here.
Yeah, well.
That doesn't keep it that cool.
That's not that cool.
No. Not in real time.
But these ladies were cool.
Oh,
like,
they
oh,
were.
Yeah, Monsieur Sam. Well, yeah.
Now, were they then super they attractive?
No.
They were not.
They're just like average, you know, ladies.
Average women.
Yeah, they were fine.
Let's just call them ladies of the night, women of the night.
I wouldn't say ladies of the night. They were nurses of the day.
So they're nurses of the day, and you're handing them your semen.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But they, it was.
You're lady of the night, yeah, in the day.
Now, was your, like, no. I bet it was like hardly anything. They're like, sir, there's like no semen in here. Are you sure you came?
No, because you have to wait 3 days.
Oh, shit.
You don't just like wake up and do it. You have to plan.
Days?
That's why you have to plan this. So I'm like, I want to get this shit
damn.
Out of me.
Okay, well, then there should
and
be.
And my wife left town, so I'm like, what else?
Yeah.
3 days.
Then there should be a lot.
9 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. 3 days is rough.
Yeah, that's their part.
I can see that.
I'm like,
okay.
I want to get this over with. And I had shit to do that day. I don't,
ever
I don't have time
days?
To go home and do this.
Not,
yes.
I haven't gone 3 days since the
I
first
did it,
time.
I did it at the Arnold. I got backed up at the Arnold, and it was bad news. We talked about this before, and it was not good.
Since the first time I figured it out, I
had like a terrible
days.
Case of blue balls,
well,
too.
When you get your fucking nuts chopped, you'll know.
I ain't doing that.
I have nothing to worry about, dude. I got no more kids.
I ain't doing that.
No.
No more kids. This is great.
I mean, he's got enough kids now.
One time, I probably shouldn't do it myself.
One time a guy told me
if you just push through, you won't get him pregnant.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I got her pregnant. Like, I sneezed and she got pregnant the next time.
Look, see, if I'd listened to you then, what would I know? So I can't listen to you now.
I know, but I've gotten wiser and
your track and record is not good.
It is not.
It's a great track record.
Yeah, he hasn't had a kid in how many
years? All I wanted growing up was kids and a wife.
You used to tell me.
Best plan ever. I did it.
You used to tell me you couldn't get him pregnant if you pushed through.
Yes, I used to say that. Right.
So, your advice on how to not get a lady pregnant.
Hold on.
The guy's gained a lot of knowledge.
Who tested the theory? Me.
You did.
Did it work?
Well, sometimes
theories
are wrong.
So in 5 years, what if you say this?
Well, in theory.
Oh, no. This was a good decision, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, the Amber's
pregnant. I don't have to worry about anything.
Wait, the Amber's got triplets coming next week.
Same thing happened to Matt Hayden.
I heard about that.
He had a vasectomy, and then I think he did it.
He got it in Texas.
Yeah, Texas vasectomy.
Right, he got the West Texas.
They put the fucking rubber
band on
the pole.
You know, now if it's Dallas or Fort Worth or, you know, Austin, maybe. But he's down in the, you know, he's down in East Texas or West Texas, I mean, out in the desert. Yeah. I don't know. I think it was a veterinarian in Coleman he went to.
Same thing, doctor's doctor.
Yeah, that's true.
This is your dentist's office, Matt. Come on, just get to
snip this motherfucker.
Come on, I don't have all these boys. Oh, one more.
Oh, God. Yeah. So Tom had a great day of jerking off in a Cadillac.
It was a nice little afternoon. Mm-hmm. Then I went and trained, came home, set up my Sub-Zero plunge, then came here, trained, did a podcast.
Yeah.
Nice little Thursday.
That is pretty nice, man.
Yeah.
Huh. Why didn't you make an Instagram story about that? It'd been nice.
I was a little busy.
Yeah, hands were a little busy. You know. Couldn't even steer the damn wheel. Yeah.
That's what your knee's for.
Left knee, right knee, or weenie?
Well, his weenie was being used, so left knee, probably.
His weenie might have been steering it, too.
Yeah. Luckily, HFB Supplements page has got, this pretty lady on there every once in a while, so I just use that.
Oh, real funny, pal.
That's why I was weirding you ass at, because I was like, oh, shit. What if that was Karen?
Oh, shit.
I don't know. It's HFB Supplements. Some chick pulling ink.
That might have been her, Tommy.
Could have been anybody.
That could have been. Yeah, we don't know. I'd have to see.
I don't know.
I know she's listening to this right now. God. Don't moan on me.
Yeah, and I'm done. Cup's full.
Yeah, full cup. Give me another cup, goddammit. I can't stop once I start. It stings.
Give him a coffee cup.
Right?
It stings.
Yeah, that's just... I don't know. It's got to be kind of weird. Is it see-through?
Yeah.
See,
it goes clear. I didn't think that was going to happen.
Clear?
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Wow, what?
Yeah.
No, what kind of stuff, man?
I don't know about that.
No, I don't think so.
How many times have you came in a cup and then had to give it to somebody 20 minutes later?
Oh, several.
Never.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, several
exactly.
times.
Exactly. I don't know shit from fat meat.
I'm going to try to avoid that situation.
Yeah. It goes clear. I didn't think I pulled it out. It's clear. I'm like,
I'm not believing you. I'm saying I don't like this.
Does it go clear right away or goes clear?
It goes clear.
So it starts out white kind of and clear.
Oh yeah, like vitamin D milk.
And then it turns clear.
I thought you meant after the vasectomy it came out clear. Oh.
Well, that's why I was like,
he's shooting fucking ropes at clear.
Look, they're blank.
Looks like water coming out of there.
That's what I was saying.
Are you peeing or coming, Tom? I have no idea.
Oh, shit.
I should not have did this.
That's what I thought you
The semen goes clear if you let it sit in a cup.
I love Camp David.
You come clear.
He's coming clear now.
I got to see this. All right. Take a gander.
I think I'm going to throw up. I think maybe we should change the subject, boys.
Let's get off my balls for a second.
Let's talk about Cam's stupid tattoo.
Let's make fun of Cam some more.
Yeah, right.
All right, we got some questions for you, actually, Cam. Bunch of questions.
Good, thank God.
Great. Yeah.
Strap in, buddy.
I love it when you do those.
Yeah, well, Cam gets very nervous.
I like it when we do those.
I know you do.
Why are you breathing so hard, Cam?
Real good breathing.
Oh, man.
So, you're getting married, huh? You're engaged. Did everybody know that in the podcast? Did we talk about that?
I don't think so.
Only once or twice.
Have we? I don't remember. I can't remember.
Well, yeah.
We've had you on the podcast since you've been engaged,
multiple
correct?
Multiple times, yeah.
Uh-huh. We have?
Yes.
Okay. So, we went over all that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did we have you on since you got that Dixie tattoo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course we did.
I was just kidding. Right away.
He's just putting salt in the wound now, you prick.
I like that one.
$150 covered up.
Yeah, that was the best.
I got to go get that one touched up, actually.
I thought you said you're going to have to get it covered up.
No.
I got to get that one covered up, actually.
I wanted it darker.
You're going back to West Camp.
Yep, I've had it.
Speaking of West Camp, what happened to the Cam we used to know and love? This new Cam's too civil, not alpha.
I was just at West Camp today taking a nap.
I'm just saying, this is the question, Cam. You answer.
Why'd you stop there? You don't have to get pissed,
all right?
No, just normally when I come here, people are doing stuff and it's around. So on the way from work to here, I took a nap at West Camp.
Nobody's doing stuff.
Yeah, sometimes boss man comes out and knocks on the window, or you do. Or hey, I feel like I want to go inside.
Quit squirting the question, all right, buddy?
What?
What was the question?
Boss man's never come out and knocked on
what
the window.
What happened to the Cam we used to know and love? This new Cam is too civil. No alpha.
Same Cam. And I'm out, unless it's one or two people, I out total them. So, you know, their opinion doesn't matter.
So if you out total somebody, you
are the boss.
You're the boss.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, what happens when you're my apprentice? You out-totaled me, but if I say, go get that fucking material while I drink my coffee, what are you going to do?
I'm going to say, who outlives who?
Yeah, you'll go get, then you'll sit in the fucking bar to push a broom. This is going to be tough for you, Cam.
I know.
But I out-totaled, get fucking up that pole, dude. Yeah. You little bitch. Yeah. I'm just kidding. Yeah. I would never treat you like
that,
buddy.
That'll happen.
That's how the world works, man. Yep. But not in your
head. So you are
head
more
head
alpha than him because you out-totaled him. It's... I don't know who this is. Mm. It's not like
we don't know.
Like Big Poppy.
Well, I think people are saying that Cam
more reserved.
Yeah, when he first came into the picture, right?
You're like this wild guy.
Yeah,
right? These stories. You're a fucking. You're on the loose.
Hold on. Yeah. Are you telling me that from the age of 20?
Don't bring age into this.
Yeah, what are you talking? 31. No. I've changed.
No, not at all. I don't know what you're talking about.
We're not saying that.
Kid. No, they're just saying that you used to be like more of a country boy. Now you live in the suburbs with a wife and kid.
Well, I have to live in the suburbs for now. Until
the judge said he had to.
Yeah, the judge
said, no. Cam, you have to live here.
And then
I understand that part, but maybe the people don't.
Eventually,
you know?
And then eventually,
you know what I mean?
Out west.
The people that don't know on the internet,
yeah,
they don't know why. You do because you like a woman that you're getting married to.
Yep.
Correct?
Mm-hmm. And then once Jer's out of high school, it moved back out west.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, Cam sacrificed what he loved was a country to move east of 47, which he said he would never do, for a short period of time because of a judgment of radius around the kid's real dad.
Yes. Yep. Biological father.
It couldn't really be skirted. So he had to move that way if he wanted to basically see his old lady.
If he wants to live with his wife, soon to be wife.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he lives.
And eating at Five Guys.
Yeah, Five Guys, Elmhurst. Yeah.
Let's just get some Domino's while we're at it.
And then eventually be back out where we belong.
You got to build a place at West Camp.
Yeah, but Jesus, man. How long is that going to be? That's a long time.
Is it zone residential? Could you?
No, not right now.
Just plow over your grandma's house.
It's a lot of paperwork to change that.
Plow over your grandma's house.
Why
is
it? You won't be able to move, Cam, for like fucking 8-9 years.
No, six.
No. 5 years, no.
Oh, it's five?
Yeah. Probably, I'll probably be buying the property and building the house in 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
So 2 years
to do it or whatever.
So then as soon as Jer is out of high school.
What if he flunks out of high school? What are you going to do then?
I think that's a plan.
He's flunking out?
That gets Cam West faster.
No. He's going to graduate.
He's got to be 18 is what it's got to
be. Yeah, 18. Right?
So it's got to be 18. Well,
out of high school. Once he's got a license, we could probably go that way.
Yeah,
but
that sucks.
But you don't want.
Like we did that with Haley.
No, that's what I'm saying. We probably could once he has a license. But until I don't want to move in school. So until he's out of high school.
I agree with that too.
Just keep the house there.
He's got a group of friends and all that.
Ideally have the house ready to move into where we want to go as soon as he graduates high school.
Right.
And then
so you got like fucking direction. 5 years to plan your
rest
move
of your life
out west.
You should buy a house next year.
No, probably between his junior high and high school summer, we're going to buy a house.
What is he in now?
What do you
he's
mean?
He's going
buy
to seventh grade.
You're going to buy a house out there
next year.
Yeah. So I'd like to buy.
I'd wait. I think the housing market's going to crash right
during
there.
His.
You don't think it's going to?
He'll be fine
during his eighth grade year. Yeah. He's going in seventh grade, so during his eighth grade year, we'll probably buy a house.
Yeah, yeah. When your lease is up.
Listen,
another.
Yeah,
well, he likes to go a couple. He likes to go a couple leases usually.
Yeah,
usually by the third lease, the woman's gone. He's there by himself.
Well, if history shows, but
I called her the other day.
Who?
Alex.
Really?
Yeah.
Shut up.
On accident.
Seriously, hard deck. Oh yeah, on accident for sure. What? I went to hit Cam, and my finger must have slipped. Or I was looking at porn. I was driving, of course, like normal, and it went.
Why would
Cam's girlfriend? because it says Alex and it says parentheses.
Right.
Cam's girlfriend, because that's how I saved her number.
Yes.
Like, oh, that's Cam's girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And I hit it, and I'm like,
he's getting nervous now.
Fucking hit the fucking
hang up.
Text me immediately.
Perfect.
Did you mean to call?
No, sorry.
Mean to call.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Sorry. It's, why like, would, it's like 6 in the morning, too. I'm like, fuck.
God, why wouldn't you fucking lead with that? How'd you forget about that?
I forgot about it.
My God.
I mean, was it like an important part of my day?
Yeah. Sounds pretty damn important to me.
It's like a butt dial.
Calling Cam's ex-girlfriend. 12
seconds of my life.
Yep.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's it been?
Hey,
haven't seen you in a while. Yeah, it's, you know, it's 6 a.m. Just want to know how you're doing. Cam's doing pretty good.
Got a bunch of tattoos now.
Yeah, he's really tatted up now. Living a good life. Elmhurst. Got a kid.
Ever heard of it?
Living a good life.
Eats a lot of Five Guys.
Yeah. Wants to be a linesman.
Yeah, give me a lineman. Don't shit in his truck anymore.
Well,
toilet paper's gone.
Those are days are over.
Yeah,
truck don't even move anymore, really, Alex. Can you believe that?
Truck hasn't moved in years.
Truck moves.
Poor Moby.
I haven't seen it in a year or two.
Never seen a truck in my house
in a year. I always come straight from work.
Even before you came,
you got a work burner.
You never did.
You can't drive that truck to work? I got a work burner. I still sometimes Fridays I drive the white car.
Yeah,
I
could. Same here. I drive the e-bike.
Show off to the friends. You know, drive your
plan is to do a bunch
of work. Same here. I drive the e-bike a lot.
Oh yeah, show off everybody. Yeah.
Everybody always laughs at me. They'll make fun of me.
Yeah, tomorrow I'll take Haley's Bronco. It's like a little this little girl driving the car.
Couldn't take it today. Couldn't beat off in it.
Stipulations, you know.
God, that's such a good story.
We had a guy that rode an e-bike to our barn all the time. Even in the snow. He had one of those ones.
Guy's
the
tough.
Guy had a DUI.
No. He had one of those.
Makes sense now, Cam.
He had one of those ones with the big tires. You know, like
they all have big tires. No, they all look a lot bigger tires than a normal bike.
Yeah, these were like the, you know, like the bikes with the real big wide tires. It had like those.
I mean, that's what my bike, they all have giant tires.
No, yeah. I didn't know
that. Yeah, the e-bike's got really wide tires.
Yeah.
Back like, to the, go ahead. We get back to these questions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Get on track, would you?
How many pre-workout honey buns do I consume tomorrow? Kirkland Jenkins. Drinking.
I always got the best. If you're looking for the best.
One medium.
One with the frosting on it.
I never do the frosting.
I always do.
No frosting.
Frosting's the best.
No frosting.
That's just preference.
Well, frosting's more sugar.
A Monster, two scoops, and a honey bun was always the best right before.
And then see if your heart can keep up.
Your heart can keep up.
I tell you what, the fucking honey bun before a workout gives you a hell of a pump.
Yeah.
100%.
It's good.
I'll have one like before an arm workout or something, man, and it is awesome.
And a little pro tip. Put that sucker in the fridge.
I like it in the microwave.
Really?
When it's cold.
Cold honey bun in the summer?
Either ice cold or in the microwave. 30 seconds.
Personal preference, I liked all my sweets cold. Cake, everything, I like cold. But
you're like a guy that eats a lot of sweets. I'll take your...
It's less of a mess. The warm ones are all sticking.
So no, that's true, but you put it on a paper plate and eat it with a fork.
Yeah, but
if
you get it cold.
Not if you're jerking off in the car trying to get samples.
Jesus Christ, how do you giggle that far?
If you get it cold driving in to work, you just, right out of the bag, it's not sticking. Well,
driving in to work, why are you eating honey buns?
Into the gym.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
True. Like the cold ones. They are good or cold.
Okay, so one, two scoops of pre-workout and a Monster.
And if you're,
I'd say, yeah.
Yeah, when will Cam finally focus on putting some size on? He's getting small.
Well,
who wrote that?
Omni-Lash 23.
Yeah, we got great fans.
I know, the best.
I love it. Just we can finally put some size on. Like his whole life, all he wants to do is put size on.
Not right now.
When will he finally put some size on?
Currently, I'm not.
I know, but I'm 20 saying,
pounds.
Remember, he used to eat sticks of butter and fucking 20 fucking beef, cups of rice and beef.
I wonder if maybe spending this time in a slight deficit and getting a little smaller, maybe after 90 day when I go back to it, if it'll.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it'll go back.
You'll
clean your system out a little bit.
And work and, you know, make your job and career a little bit longer lasting because you could actually move at work.
Yeah, you'll be fine, Cam.
Maybe.
I can't wait till you're my apprentice, dude. You can fuck climb every fucking pole I see. We're just going to pull over the side of the road. You're going to start climbing.
Climb that pole.
Get the fuck out of here.
Cam's bomb.
Need a shirt cut off Turo from Cam and Callus. Always fuck up, expose my nipples. Well, the easiest way to do it is when you order a shirt from Huck Finn, just do a Karen cut.
What do you say? Exposes his nipples too much?
He cuts it too far, maybe. Me, I want my nipples exposed.
You
I have come out Karen put the shirt on that I order, cut out her nipples, and then she shifts
right around
me.
The circle.
Yeah, because I know they match up.
Oh, God. Yeah, why would anybody, like, want...
What are you talking about? He wants to cut off like yours. Oh. He's cutting him too far, so then he like he can see his nipples.
Okay,
so he fucks a shirt up.
Okay, okay. I was confused. I thought he wanted his nipples. Maybe that's what.
He fucks the shirts up. But you just order them that way then.
Yeah.
You know, he's just
ordering. Or you just was supposed to fold it in half and then you cut it. And or I got a wild idea. Maybe cut less next time.
Yeah. That'd probably be the best idea. Just cut hair less and you'll be fine.
I normally cut a couple times.
I only do once.
A little bit and I put it on and like if I want more, then you can cut a little bit up more off. But that way you don't cut
one and
so
done.
Narrow your nipples are out.
Why are you always cutting the neck?
His neck's too big, dude.
Get out. I mean, your neck's the size of my neck. It's not too big.
You got a needle neck.
Bullshit.
You got a small head. That's why it looks the same. But I got a big head.
Because my head's smaller, so my neck looks the same as Cam's.
We got to measure these necks. I'm going to measure your neck
tomorrow.
Such
a small head, there's no weight.
I mean, there are some shirts that are pretty tight around your neck, but they still don't need to be cut.
I don't like that feeling of tight on my neck. I want it open. So I
what about if you're in bed?
Then I'm not wearing a shirt.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
I know, but you don't like anything tight around your neck?
Well, this neck.
What? You have how many necks do you have?
What are you talking about, Cam?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
You're choking your girlfriend out?
What? How did we get to that?
Yeah, how did you get to that?
Because he just said...
I meant she's choking him out.
I thought you were talking about... Like,
he just said this neck.
I thought you were talking about... like.
He said when he's sleeping, this
dick,
neck...
So there would be a neck on your dick.
Get your mind out of dicks, dude. Why? There's a whole podcast about dicks and cars and coming. Well, what's going on, dude?
So far, that's all we've talked about.
You're choking your old lady out. You could kill her, you idiot.
Yeah, I know. It's not good.
I would never... That's why
you don't do that.
Hell no.
What am I going to say to that when the cops show up? Like
one of us
I'm
with the girls dead.
Tattoos, 240 pounds. Officer, I promise she wanted me to do this.
We shouldn't have got those tattoos. That's on you.
Definitely your fault,
choke her.
You just said you're choking your lady out.
Yeah, you just said that. Yeah,
you just said it on national TV right now.
Okay.
He did. Yeah. I heard it.
I heard it.
So why would
I
you
don't
be-
think I said that.
But you meant it.
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
You said, no, this neck? No, it doesn't get choked.
Let's call Dixie.
Dixie's neck, yes.
I thought you were trying to talk about Dick. The neck of a dick.
Come get your head out of this dick talk, dude. Get your fucking head off the... That's gross, Cam.
I can't believe you're choking your girlfriend out.
Oh, my God. Let's move on, dude. Okay. Where's your money buried?
Like a weirdo.
I don't know the answer to this one.
In the ground.
In the ground. Yep.
Yeah, I definitely don't like my neck choked at night. I don't either. I usually wear like a real loose one or no shirt.
Vomit.
Like a loose... I got a like, real thin, like loose shirt.
The house, I'm not wearing a shirt.
No, that's true, too.
Is it true?
You don't wear underwear to bed, do you?
I have to.
You know what's probably
why do you have to?
Because I have a vasectomy. I'm just kidding. No, because sometimes my daughter comes in the room and I want to be naked.
Well, you're not, I'm not that's saying be naked, reason, right? Because you can't be naked anymore if you got kids.
No, it's like fucking everything.
Yeah, but you can wear like.
Oh, sometimes I wear like shorts.
Like shorts.
Like,
no
like a light basketball short.
Yeah, like something.
Your sweatshorts.
Yeah,
I'm not sleeping in those. I'm fucking sweating.
I do the same.
My AC on in my house. I'm not fucking sleeping.
Yeah,
I sleep naked.
Well, you can.
What if Jared comes in there? He had a bad dream.
No, he doesn't care.
What if he wake up? He's between you and Dixie.
Jesus,
butt's hanging out.
He's
then
12-year-old boy.
Your ass is hanging out.
What if he gets scared?
Yeah,
does he get scared?
You can't be naked in bed when you got some kid in there, can you?
Yeah,
come in our bedroom.
You could be a pedophile.
Yeah, that is not. You could scar that poor kid for life.
Oh my God,
come in our bedroom.
That's the thing. I always have to wear shorts.
Gotta move him to the basement.
Listen,
but I like to be free at night.
I don't go in his bedroom. He doesn't come in our bedroom.
Yeah, remember that the time Dixie wanted us to go in his bed? I go, absolutely
not.
I'm not touching that bed. No way. Stiff sock central. No thanks.
So you're telling me you're wearing a loose fitting shirt to bed?
I don't wear
no underwear or pants.
I don't wear any shirt.
Huh?
Why would I wear a shirt to bed?
So you're completely nude?
Yeah.
So you're shirtless choking Dixie?
What? No fuck, Cam. God, you're weird.
Oh, that's what me and Amber heard that one night.
You might have heard something.
What night?
We had to spend the night there because we had to get up at 2 in the morning and go to the airplane.
Dixie getting choked? What's a safe word, you son of a...
Tell me I'm big.
You've gained size.
Wow.
Okay,
looking large.
I'm letting up.
All right, you are.
I'm okay. I'm going back in.
That's what I like to hear.
I'm going back in. Ah!
It's far too long.
Oh, God.
Oh, Cam, you're great to have on the show.
I know.
Speaking about being choked, is it true that holding your breath prevents any shitting of the pants while deadlifting? Well, that's obviously not true.
That's definitely not true.
No.
100% not true.
What's your favorite kind of pizza?
That's a good question.
Black olive.
Huh?
What? Dude, what is gross. Wrong with you?
Ham and black olive?
Fucking west of 47 when you grew up?
Thin crust.
Yeah. Ham and black olive.
You grew up in Naperville. You grew up east of 47. What am I
talking about? Ham and black olive.
The best pizza is Cimino's, which is in Joliet.
Cimino's is good, but it's not the best.
That's the best.
I've had Cimino's.
Arulio's is
Arulio's is all right.
Close second.
But ham and black olive.
They got Arulio's down here, don't they, down in Yorkville?
They got Arulio's all over, yeah. Cimino's used to be Arulio's, and then they changed their
sauce a little bit. Okay, when did you eat that? Like, did you have it like once as a kid?
Ham and black olive?
You know what I mean? Like, that's a really weird combination.
First off, I don't have fucking olives on pizza. You have meat on pizza. For number one.
That's what ham is.
Number two, ham is the worst meat of them all. There's a lot better meat than fucking ham. Ham sucks.
I like it.
Why don't you have bacon? That's real. That's better than ham.
I don't really like bacon on pizza.
Oh, bacon,
bacon
sausage,
and cheese,
spinach,
sausage
from fucking Giuseppe.
I'll take that.
That's the better. Sausage, I like. Couple Gatorades. Oh yeah, I'm gonna do that tomorrow.
Gatorades are good because you're gonna be real thirsty after all that.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I mean, any type of meat,
that,
really.
That
but
that
man,
pizza sounded good. I'm not picky, but if you're asking me to choose, I'm buying pizza.
Why would you like black olives?
I love black.
You're the only person
on
ordering those things.
Pappy might put that on. Pappy's once ordered a pizza with everything on it from World Famous, right? And World Famous has like, I don't know, 60 toppings, like something crazy.
Sam's?
Yeah, this is one night, this is a long time ago. And the guy goes, "You really want everything on it?" And he is like drunk. He goes, "Yeah, I want everything." And he goes, "Sir, I just want to tell you, nobody's ever ordered every single thing we have on a pizza."
Even
and he did. He ordered every single thing they had.
Anchovies?
Everything they had.
I don't like anchovies.
The pizza costs like $85. It's like a fucking, you know, large pizza, $85.
Gross.
Every single ingredient they had on the pizza. I think he passed out in it.
Yeah. Put it in the oven.
Yep.
How excited is Cowboy Cam to be interrupted by a has-been every time he's told Jesus
Christ? Oh, who's that? Fat Aaron?
Maybe I should have pre-read that one. Every time he tries to talk.
Yeah, could you tell Fat Aaron to talk to me next time he even handles 500 pounds in his hand?
Cam,
which he's never done in his life. Well, he's never fucking handled 350, I don't think, in his life.
He deadlifted that. That's in his hands.
Oh, okay, in his hands, yeah. Okay, you're right.
Technicality.
Whatever. What did he bench in his meat? 340, 330?
I didn't make it to his meat for a bench.
What is that, Callis' opener?
Yeah, 330. I will overhead press that Monday for reps.
Cam won the contest between him and Dana, who will make it as an apprentice lineman longer.
Say what?
Cam won the contest between him and Dan Maggie.
Oh, God.
Who will make it apprentice. Well, it's not true.
It's not true because he started well before me.
Right?
Year?
Right? I talked to...
I don't know.
Dan has a lot of hours in, so he's telling me, this is from his mouth. Now, he's not sure when he can get back to work, but if he gets back to work in a certain amount of time... It's like he never missed any because he has so many hours under his belt.
Yeah, their apprenticeship is different. It's all about hot hours.
Well, and he...
And time.
Yeah.
It's both now.
So, I was surprised how fast he was saying, at least the doctor originally was saying he was going to be back.
Well, what is the time frame?
I thought they told him like 8 weeks, didn't they?
What? Yeah, he was saying no. I think it's more like 12.
Yeah, but
still,
okay,
that's
I was thinking like 6 months, 8 months.
That's what I was thinking too, but they don't know yet. I mean, he just got... He's doing physical therapy now, and he
looks great.
He's hoping to get his whatever neck brace off, and they're saying 2 to 4 more weeks.
That's got to be huge.
And once that comes off, you know,
hopefully so.
Gets back.
He does a bunch of rehab and gets back to work within, you know, the next couple months here.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, marry, kill.
These are so dumb.
Powerlifting, rugby, tattoos.
Oh God, that's good.
I knew you're gonna. Oh God, that's good.
That's really good.
Kill rugby.
I knew it. You're done with it. John retired, right?
Married powerlifting. John is doing another season now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He's never going to quit. He's like the Michael Jordan.
Well, they didn't
He's the Michael Jordan of rugby.
They didn't win the game, you know, so they want to come back.
That's good thinking.
Yep.
Your fucking tattoos.
Have sex with tattoos and marry powerlifting.
That's good thinking.
Oh, never giving up powerlifting.
You're giving up fucking, though?
What?
That wasn't one of them.
Oh, I thought you said
no, having sex with tattoos.
Okay. So you can give up tattoos. I get you.
Yeah, but they're probably wild and bad, you know.
Oh, yeah, tattoos? Yeah. Like to choke your ladies out.
I knew you were going to go. I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah, right?
Right?
Jesus.
Not me.
Let's see your eyes roll back. Don't
Jesus,
be a baby.
That would scare the shit out of me.
I know it.
Never came harder.
All I would think was like the cop.
All right, wake up. Come on.
Hey, come on. I was just goofing.
Let me get my nose torque.
Yeah.
There you go. So there she is. Yeah. She's back.
That sounds so fucking scary.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was a close one. Huh, Dix?
Yeah.
All right. Make me some food.
Yep. Yeah.
All I can
God
think
damn it, I'm starving. Let me get my pants or my shirt off now because I'm going to bed. I had to leave it on during sex.
Answering the
like to sleep
door.
Naked though.
How do you explain that? I promise, officer. This no, is consensual.
That's
scares the shit out of me.
Same.
There's got to be plenty of cases like that.
I know.
Sure, but we're the fucking group. Or look like the group that they're never going to believe.
That's the same.
You got a mouse in your pocket, dude?
I said the same thing many years ago. That's not.
I'm not a wife beater.
Sir, you've got a beard. You look like you lift weights and you're covered in tattoos. You're definitely going to jail.
I would wear a long sleeve shirt.
Oh, yeah.
2X.
Yep. You're fine.
Sweatshirt, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, sir, all we need is just bring the body up. That's it. You're fine.
Can you put the body in the back for us? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I can.
Yeah, we need a little help with this body. Is he a little heavy?
Hang on. I got to wait to call the cops first. I got to get dressed.
Yeah, you're strong.
You're strong, right?
I could just throw it over
not
my shoulder.
Really. Not really. I'm not really that strong.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not strong. I have to do a lot of things, but yeah, I guess I can do it.
God.
Man, you're fucked up, Cam. This podcast went south.
Is that all the questions? Are we done?
No, we're not done, Cam.
No, we're not done.
We have like 75 more fucking questions to ask you.
Yeah. Great.
I mean, we haven't even gone an hour yet.
Do you have any neck tattoos you regret?
Nope.
Oh, good. We'll ask that one next time.
Yeah. We'll ask that one in about a year.
I'm about to go get that one darkened up.
Wait, what, are you going to put black lipstick on it? What are you doing?
It's just like fading, I think, because it gets a lot of sun. So I have
them. Where are you going for your bachelor party?
Oh, good question.
Good question.
Who asked that? Was that Tom Callis?
Yep. Uh-huh. It looks like Tom Callis asked that one.
West Camp.
Okay. The fuck we are. We're going to Nashville.
Going to West Camp. No, that's where you went today to take a nap.
Now, we can meet there, and we can leave vehicles
there. We have before.
That's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
That's a good start.
Good
idea. We
can
definitely start at West Camp. Very smart. And then you're getting your fucking ass in the car, and we're going to Nashville.
Nashville is a good trip because
it's short.
It's drivable.
It's drivable. Your friends are with
Everybody can go.
You guys say it's drivable.
Yeah.
You didn't drive there.
Well, it was drivable for somebody.
I will drive now.
He was the guest of honor.
We can't have him drive.
What the fuck, man?
I was in the back seat doing, what was that? I forgot what I said. That Prime to prime the whole time.
I could smoke back then. I can't smoke now.
Yeah. Listen, we'll get a guy.
Some beef and cheese and a fucking some coffee. Cam, you'll be fine.
Cam, it's your day. You're not driving.
And you're not deciding
if it's
anything.
It's my day, then we're going to West Camp.
Yeah,
that's where we're starting,
at
idiot.
West Camp. And then we will
having
fucking
a big fire.
No.
Maybe going to the Hogger.
No.
Camping out.
The Hogger. I'm not going
sleeping.
To
maybe going to the Hogger.
I'm sleeping in the bed of my
maybe going to Somnock to a fucking shitty strip joint.
Might
and then maybe if my old man, Big Bad Todd, will let us, we'll go on the pontoon boat.
Yeah.
Call it a night. We'll have to ask him first.
Might even go to the Tin Roof.
Yeah, who knows? It depends on how late we're up.
Yeah.
No.
Next morning,
just
we'll
like,
get up and
just
you
like
know.
Father's Day, we'll end up hammered at your house.
Yeah. Everybody ends up here out in the field. Playing with the fucking boat in the back.
Speaking of, Father's Day is coming up again, so you better keep your schedule open.
Oh,
always is, brother. Yeah. Big Bad Todd will be down here in the field again, drunk.
He told me last weekend, he goes, listen, it's been 3 years now. We've been trying to build this big like canopy over his deck on Father's Day. Every year we just get fucking hammered.
Yeah.
He's like, this year we got to get the canopy built. I go, we're going to be drunk at Finn's house.
Yeah,
I promise you.
Last year.
He looks at me and goes, probably, but we got to try to get that
canopy
built.
We'll start. Yeah, I don't know how you ended up at somebody's house with the boat and everything else, and you pull in. I don't even know what was going on. Cam shows up.
We went to
then Mrs.
Buddy,
Barbell starts pouring him drinks.
We
that wasn't
drunk,
good.
And then we went to Roger's house, and Roger told us he had a boat that didn't have a motor. And I said, I know a guy who loves boats with no motors. So we'll get drunk at Finn's house when we drop this off.
Hey, Finn, I got a boat for you. You want bring it over.
Load it up.
Yep. Have Karen start mixing drinks.
Yeah. Karen pours are not good.
My dad still talks about those.
She makes them strong.
He was like, listen, she makes good drinks, but she makes them too strong.
Yeah, 100%. That's what everybody says.
Uh-huh. Amber does the same thing. She's just like,
yeah.
I'm like, hey, you have to fucking
like talking to
look
you.
At that thing when you do it, maybe.
Uh-huh. Karen's like, I counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 9, 7, 2, 5, 7, 9.
Where am I?
Okay. Yep. Here we go. This is good.
Splash.
Drink up.
That's why I buy the shooters now.
You know what's going on.
So you can pay triple for the booze. That's good thinking.
Why don't you just use a shot glass and you know how many shots go in there? That'd be smart.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea until you're hammered and you just start turning the bottle over.
I've never measured. I just do fucking
that's what I'm saying. But when you're on the boat.
Yeah, a little more.
It's tough in those.
When you're on the boat, you just. And then you got the shooters.
What?
When you're on the boat, you just buy the shooters.
Shooter Jennings.
Shooter McGavin.
Yeah. What do you like on your pizza?
A ham and olives.
What do you like on your Italian beef? Like you go to Portillo's, what would you order? How would you
Let's just say, how would you order it? I can tell you how I order mine.
Well, what do you mean?
If I go to Portillo's, I can tell you exactly how I'd order my beef.
No peppers, cheese, dry.
Oh, God, that's fucking terrible. Big beef, wet, dipped, right?
That makes
hot
a mess.
Peppers and mozzarella.
That makes a mess.
Does not make a mess. The makes a mess does. For what? The oh, can't, camp can't have a mess. You like get it dipped and you eat it like this.
I don't like a mess when I'm out in public.
You're fucking ridiculous, man. I can't believe you get a dry beef, man.
I won't,
what do you like, dry sex, too?
What's next? You're choking Dixie order, with your shirt on?
Yeah, with dry.
I won't
dry.
Order like ribs and unless I'm getting them at the house either.
Huh?
I won't order ribs or wings or any of that.
Who orders ribs?
You don't go out to eat and you're fucking get a T-bone steak and you're telling me you leave that fucking bone on the plate and don't pick it up and gnaw on the motherfucker?
There's no way
you
I gnaw
fucking
on a
big
T-bone
ass
steak.
Pussy.
You don't gnaw on the bone? I always no. do that.
All the fucking good the meat's
house,
against
at
it.
At the house, I do.
All the good meat is against that bone. You're going to leave that
What's
bone.
Wrong with the bone in the restaurant?
I don't make a mess out in public.
Man, you have changed.
I never did.
You changed
my whole life.
You're a fucking loser. Something happened to the TV. Memory card's
no
out.
No space in our car. Yeah, you know what that tells us? Let's wrap it up.
Show's over.
The aquarium's still going.
Dude, we make it an hour, Tom?
It's an hour. Hour flat. We're good.
We're good. Always wanted to do an hour.
GeneralEarthCraft.com, Matt Hayden at Pioneer_Fit on Instagram. Go check them out. SubZeroPlunge.com. Code stupid at checkout. $250 off.
You kidding me, man?
Smart.
You
be better.
Ribs?
No. For all your training, nutrition, apparel, Cal's barbell as well.
At the house,
new working shirts, $19.99. All your best working shirt you'll ever wear. Check them out. Check out my supplement sponsor, HFB Supplements. Looking at Ring of Fire's in. His new pre-workout should be coming along with the BC AAs.
You got that right, son. We also have new boob cups in stock. We have the ice shaker cups also in stock.
Boobs!
Obviously shirts and shit. And we got some new stuff coming down the line here in the next week or two, apparel-wise. At Hookfin Barbell. .com. And we do have some hats left of the American flag camo and some of the white ones.
Very good.
Hookfin Barbell. .com. Cam, where can people find you at? Hey, hold on.
Okay.
Cowboy Cam.
Mm-hmm.
I came up, we were thinking of an Instagram. We never, I don't think we ever talked about that in the air.
We have multiple times.
We have? Have yeah, we?
A thousand.
What was the original name?
Cowboy Cam 69.
No, it wasn't. So we never talked about it. I had an original name for Cam, and it wasn't Cowboy Cam. The original name was something different.
What was it, Finn?
And we did it for like a day or two.
We never did that.
We never, it was never on Instagram, right?
Right.
So I wanted to think of a nickname for Cam. I said, you got to have a nickname, right? So I said, Country Boy Cam was the original idea. Yeah. And then it went to
but
Cowboy
that never
Cam.
Stuck there.
It didn't stick because Cowboy Cam rolled off the tongue better. Yeah. So originally it was Country Boy Cam.
Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't know that.
We've definitely talked about that, but okay. I'm sure a lot of the listeners didn't listen.
That's
to
a great fact.
Episode.
It's a good reminder. If we did say it, yep. It's a good reminder. I appreciate it.
All right,
it,
Country Boy Cam. Yep. Go ahead.
Country Boy.
Maybe let's call him
Sucker.
Tattoo. What's your last name?
City.
Scott.
Dean. Yeah, I better not say the whole thing.
You just
yeah.
did.
No, I didn't. I just said the beginning.
Yeah, the end.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Great.
Oh, God. Great, Scott. Here's your new nickname. Great, Scott. Great, Scott.
All right, where can they find you, Cam?
Country Boy Cam 69.
Stupid. Instagram. That was helpful. All right, it'll be in the link down below in the description.
Cowboy Cam.
Thanks, guys, Scott. For listening. Scott. Be better.
Yep.
Go fuck yourself. Country Boy Cam, you don't even eat off a goddamn bone.